What's up, everybody? This is Ray's Rampages, and today we are going to go off on about fruit Pop-Tarts. I have Zoe here with me. Zoe, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit?
Hello, I am Zoe Fisher, formerly on the radio. Sometimes you'll hear me. Well, not anymore, because...
Yeah, she's program director.
Program director now, so...
She slaves away.
Yeah. Very slowly but surely.
So we're going to get right into it. I'm going to start off with the Jolly Rancher collection that they recently came out with.
Now, I don't know if I feel like I tried it, but I don't remember.
I remember trying it, and I'm one of those people that needs to have mine toasted to really enjoy the benefactor of a Pop-Tart.
I'm too lazy to toast mine.
Well, I toasted these, and I don't like fruit Pop-Tarts to begin with. So it wasn't much of like a thing. My family loves it. I hate it so much.
It kind of sounds like it would be sour, like the filling would be a little sour.
It tasted fake, like all their other flavors.
Bro, you know. Imagine they're like, that's how they make it. They make, like, they melt Jolly Ranchers. And
oh,
they
that would be gross.
No.
I don't know how to describe the taste of this, but, like, it just tasted, like, cheap, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how something could taste cheap, but this Jolly Rancher Pop-Tart, specifically the cherry one, well, is disgusting.
I'm not a big fan of cherry flavored things anyway.
Cherry is not the
Yeah.
That's what I have to say about cherry.
I'm sick right now, and DJ Mike gave me a cherry cough drop. Oh, it was so gross.
Yeah, that's the worst. Oh, it's after you brush your teeth and you eat something fruity or just like cherry.
No.
It's the worst. Mm-hmm. And every time I eat a Pop-Tart, it's in the morning. So like I'll like subconsciously brush my teeth before, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll eat a fruit Pop-Tart. And I think that's what ruined it the most for me is like brushing my teeth before that. White hair just distracted me. That if you guys want to know what just happened. But yeah, I always brush my teeth right before I eat in the morning.
Yeah, I do too. That's the very first thing I do every morning. But I don't really eat Pop-Tarts that much. But my favorite probably are the fruit ones.
That's disgusting. I have to argue with you. The milkshake ones, they're really, really good. Just any of their other flavors that don't have to do anything with fruit. Like s'mores are my favorite.
No, I don't like s'mores.
I just accidentally licked the mic. I'm not lying. I went and then my tongue just touched it. Well, that was gross. What do you think about the unfrosted ones?
I like those a little bit better. I don't really like the frosting because to me it tastes artificial. It doesn't taste like it's actually like real, and it just, I don't know.
It's because you don't heat it up in.
That's probably why.
I was gonna say microwave.
Well, they come out with the butter kind?
The butter
instead of the frosting, it's butter.
No, it's just like unfrosted. I'm pretty sure.
Is that just it? Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Then maybe I'm just tripping and I feel like it tastes like butter.
There's the ones that have like the little drizzle, like the chocolate chip cookie ones. It's just got like, two drizzles.
Oh, yeah. Those ones, they're okay.
I didn't like their I forget what it was. It was either the donut ones or the cupcake ones. I remember they had a vanilla latte one that I really, really liked.
Vanilla? Oh, I had that one too and it was really good.
Yeah.
It actually tasted a little bit like coffee. Not too much like coffee, but it was pretty close for a Pop-Tart. It wasn't bad.
I know one of the ones I didn't like was like cinnamon roll. That one was bad.
I don't even like the cinnamon. What is that called?
The brown sugar one.
Yeah, the brown sugar cinnamon
one's just bad.
No,
my whole dilemma with Pop-Tart is that like they make the really really big like family boxes that have the multiple boxes in there, but it's only fruit flavors.
Yeah, I don't really mind it, but.
I do. I mind it a lot.
They need to make more variety.
I think the only fruit-flavored Pop-Tart that I actually like is the raspberry one.
Raspberry?
Yeah, they have a raspberry one. I'm pretty sure it only comes out in the summertime.
Well, that explains it.
It's pretty good. There's not much you can go off of on Pop-Tart flavors. Like, there's a lot of Pop-Tart flavors. But, you know, the internet just does not tell you all of them.
Now, have you had the Crush or the root beer ones?
Those are the worst. Their soda ones were literally so bad. I hope they never make those again.
I know. And it was awful. Wait, there was another one, and I think it was like a peanut butter and jelly one.
Oh, I just found out which one it was. The peanut butter and jelly one was okay.
Yeah.
They're cupcake ones. I like the chocolate cupcake, but the confetti cupcake, that was really gross. I did not like that.
Confetti cupcake?
Yeah.
I don't think I've had those.
They were
yet.
Just like, they're still in stores, I'm pretty sure. But I just remember my family getting them, and I tried it, and I was like, this is disgusting.
Yeah, one of my favorites, I would have to say, that's not fruit, is the cookie dough. Cookie dough is not bad.
Hot fudge sundae, that's a classic.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I could eat an entire box in a day.
I don't know. It's
and
just
not
that chocolate.
Feel any shame.
It's that chocolate that gets to you.
It's just, I don't know what it is about. I think it's the filling.
Yeah, that's the
filling. For me, it's
the
just
filling.
Like, the filling is so good. This is just us going on a tangent about food, but that yes. The filling, it's something about it. I want to know how they make them. I like the cookies and cream one as well.
Oh, that one's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's not the best.
Yeah, you'd probably have to be a little bit more of an Oreo lover.
Yeah.
Like I am. I love Oreos. That's my favorite cookie of all time.
They have, what is going on? Okay, so I'm looking at this right now, right? They have a Pop-Tart flavor I've never heard of. Once this loads, I'll tell you guys what it is. The orange juice toothpaste. I think this might be fake.
That has to be fake. There's no way that's real.
Oh, it's a sticker.
Oh. Because they're making fun
I've
of all
been
this.
Bamboozled.
All the stupid.
The water flavored one.
The water flavored? Ew. Bro, oh imagine that. You just bite it and it's like.
What? Does water even have a flavor?
No.
Oh, the wild. Have you had the wild berry Pop-Tarts?
Yes. I don't really like those.
They're it stained my mouth purple.
What?
Yeah, the one time I had tried it, it's like it like stained my mouth purple. It was not fun. They have a Wildlicious as well.
Huh. What is that?
It's orange, strawberry, and cherry. The Pop-Tart itself is yellow with red on it, and apparently on the boxes it says naturally and artificially flavored. I'm pretty sure they're all artificially
flavored.
Yeah, I
was saying,
that
has
there's
to
nothing
be
natural about that. Besides, like, maybe the marshmallow stuff in the
maybe the,
other the
tons of sugar they pour into the batter while they're making it, you know?
Yeah.
I want to watch how it's made on those.
Honestly,
I feel like there probably
after this,
is
I'm
one.
I'm going to watch one.
There probably is one, but I haven't seen it.
Can we reverse back to, like, the A&W stuff and all that? Can we just... Why? I just want
to
know.
I want to know what made you think to do that.
I want to know why my family bought it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is going to be good.
Well,
no.
My family, we bought it just to make fun of it.
Yeah.
We were like, this is not going to be good. And sure enough, it was not good.
Oh, yeah. Another one that's not good is their watermelon Pop-Tart. I remember my little sister.
I don't like watermelon at all. Anything flavored.
I love
watermelon. Well, that one time you had me try watermelon and put the chili powder on it.
Yeah.
So good.
Tajin?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was so good.
That's a Hispanic culture thing. We put this spice stuff on it. And every summer, I tend to have a little get together. I didn't last summer because my family hates me. And I bring out watermelon and I bring out that. And a lot of people seem to like it. I don't think I liked it when I was little.
Yeah, I mean, I could see why a younger child would not like it.
Yeah, because my sisters didn't like it until recently.
Well, I remember your sisters not eating it because they were like, that's gross. Why are you eating that?
And I was
like, it's actually really good.
It is really good.
I feel like your taste buds have to mature after a while.
I mean, it's just like the whole thing where people put like salt on like apples and stuff like that.
Yeah. Have you also heard people put salt in their like chocolate milk? And it enhances the flavor. Mm. It's not a lot. You don't have to put like a whole like tablespoon.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
It's just like
that.
A pinch and it just enhances the flavor.
I'm not going to try it because I'll accidentally like put too much.
It's that one video of the girl putting sugar into the Kool-Aid and it just stinks.
Speaking of salt and stuff, this weekend I went to this thing called IMEA. You guys heard about it in my last podcast with my friend Austin. We went there. We went to the Cajun restaurant. It was really bad. No offense, Himes. It was just disgusting. I didn't like it. So we started putting, they had tea at the table, like a pitcher full of tea. They trusted a bunch of teenagers at tables with pitchers full of stuff. So we start pouring that into a cup, and then we just put a ton of salt, a ton of, I don't even know what else they put in there, but I know they put like bread or something in there, and I chugged it for $15.
Oh, wait, I think you're, I remember you telling me
about
this.
Yeah, and then I threw up the rest of the night.
Yeah.
It was really bad. And then my teacher called me overdramatic because he thought I was throwing up because of the food. But no, I was throwing up because I made a poor decision for $15.
Hey, it was worth it. $15. I would have thought it was worth it. I would have said,
yeah. No. One of my other friends was going to do it, and she took one drink, and she was like, I can't. And I just went, move aside.
Let the professional
and
do it.
I've never seen my friends look so mortified in my entire life watching me do this.
Yeah.
Back to Pop-Tart.
We totally
took a little bit.
Yeah.
It's okay, though. Do you remember the Yogurt Blast ones?
No.
I remember them.
Yogurt
vividly. This is what they looked like. You guys can't see it, but I'm showing Zoe right now.
I do not remember that.
I remember it, and I remember them being really, really, really gross. I just did not enjoy them. You know the ones that have like the little jokes on them?
Yeah, I remember those.
I like those ones.
Yeah. That always makes me think of the ones, the fruit roll-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Or the fruit roll-ups where you can put the tattoo on your tongue.
Yeah.
I just recently got some of those, and I put it on my tongue.
Dude, you're lucky. I wish. Fruit by the foot, give me those and I will marry you. 4 words, 14 letters. Fruit by the foot and I am yours. I tweeted that out today.
Yeah. I witnessed.
Zoe was the only like. It's okay though. It's okay. It's okay. You know?
Twitter is a wonderful place.
It is a wonderful place. So that's all the time we have today. Join me next time for when I talk about being lactose intolerant because, oh my gosh, that is the worst.
I can't agree with that.
All right, this has been Ray's Rampages, and I'm fired up. See you guys next time.